From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A full-fledged tax revolt is underway in Florida. While housing prices have stagnated or fallen a bit, property taxes are still rising. A number of states, including New Jersey, Montana, and Arizona, are working on ways to cap them or roll them back. But in Florida, the issue is so hot, the governor has called a special session of the legislature. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
It's dinner time at the Lindgren House in West Palm Beach, and strained green beans are on the menu. 6-month-old Luke is the reason Mary and John Lindgren sold their old two-bedroom home and bought a roomier house in Parker Ridge, a working-class neighborhood in West Palm Beach. After moving into this modest neighborhood, John Lindgren says he was shocked when his taxes more than tripled.
And I anticipated the taxes going up a bit, but not from, we were paying $2,274 in taxes our last year in the old house, but they went up to $7,519.
It's a painful reality of owning a home in South Florida. The weather's nice, the beach is close by, but inflated home prices, the high cost of insurance, and rising property taxes are forcing many middle-class people to consider leaving the area. The Lindgrens say they've discussed moving, but they have family nearby, and they both like their jobs. John's an urban planner, and Mary's an environmental consultant. The experience has turned John into something of a political activist. He's joined a local anti-tax group and says there's a simple explanation for why property taxes are so high.
The problem is West Palm Beach, Lake Worth, all these other cities had this huge increase in revenue just coming in. And they haven't had to manage the budget, really looking at it tightly. They haven't had to do that. They've been able to just spend at will.
Last year, for example, West Palm Beach collected an additional $13 million in taxes, which, says John Lindgren, begs a question.
Well, where's all the money going? I'm baffled by it.
That's a question that's being asked over and over in Florida by angry taxpayers and their representatives in Tallahassee. Florida's Republican governor, Charlie Crist, has vowed to bring property taxes down, quote, like a rock, and he's called a special session of the legislature. The details are still being worked out, but one thing is all but certain. Taxes will be cut by 10% or more, and it's counties and municipalities like West Palm Beach that will take the hit. West Palm Beach Mayor Lois Frankel has been holding community meetings laying out the projected impact of the coming cuts, and she's not sugarcoating it.
In our city, the majority of our budget goes to four areas: police, fire, parks, and public works. So when you start to cut into a budget 20%, you have a serious reduction of services in those areas.
Frankel has warned residents the city may be forced to close some fire stations and recreation centers, also lay off dozens of police and firefighters. Chris calls the warnings coming from West Palm Beach and other cities and counties in Florida scare tactics.
They will see their money cut. They will see the people's money go back to the people. And what I'm concerned about is that when they put these things out that they're going to fire law enforcement officers, they're going to fire firefighters, for them to say that is just wrong. I don't want our people to worry. And for them to make them worry, that's wrong. Because that's not going to happen.
With all due respect to the governor, it's just not true.
As for the question of where the money's gone, Frankel says much of it went to personnel. West Palm Beach hired 27 new police department employees last year alone, and the city has had the budget for higher pension and health care costs. Many of Frankel's arguments coincide with talking points circulated by the Florida Association of Counties. She concedes that property taxes are too high for some people, but says the real problem is one of fairness. Because of a homestead exemption law in Florida, new house buyers are taxed at rates 4 and 5 times higher than longtime homeowners. But Frankel says 18 years' experience in state and local government has taught her that when services are cut, no one is happy.
People want more out of local government. They're not asking for less. People want more police. They want more firefighters. They want more trees. They want more parks. You know, they're going to have to get used to hearing the word no more. And then, you know, maybe things will swing back the other way.
It's a thorny problem. How to answer cries for lower taxes without cutting into gold-plated services residents have grown to expect from city and county governments. Making it even thornier is that Governor Crist says he won't approve any cuts in education funding. And in Florida, as elsewhere, that's where the largest share of property tax revenue goes, to the schools. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.